Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, Pop Art Painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. This is fantastic. Hey, I want to take a quick second before we start the show today and welcome all the new listeners to the show. We, once again, we're on the homepage for BTR, and that's very, very cool. We always get a big bump in new listeners. It was so weird. Today is actually episode 699. Who would have thought that? Crazy. And I was looking at the our demographic sheet the other day, and we're getting a bunch of new listeners from Brazil and Venezuela. So, hey, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for finding us. How cool is that? Today is a special afternoon edition, and I'm very, very excited because it breaks up my day, and I get to take a little bit of a break from painting away. And not only that, we've got a very, very cool guest. I loved this movie a lot. At Granny's House is the name of the film, and we have the star, one of the stars, Miss Rachel Alleg. Rachel, how are you?
Hello. Oh, I'm so wonderful. I'm really glad to be here and to talk to you and have the opportunity to chat a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. You sound so pleasant and so good, but I saw the movie, and I know that's how it starts. I'm kidding.
It's all facade.
Oh, my gosh. I liked this film a lot. I had Bill Oberst on last week, and I had watched the film, of course, before I knew I had these two guests coming on, so I said, man, I gotta watch this. And I started watching it, and I tell you, It was like watching a Hitchcock film or something, you know. I mean, it was very, very slick. I liked the way it was done, and the twists and turns.
Awesome.
And yeah, it was. It reminded me. I was telling Bill, we were talking about it, and I said, you know, I almost want to see a recut of this in black and white. It would be, it would totally then be over the top. There was things that happened that I didn't.
I never even thought of that. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and the character dynamics, I made a bad joke about it, but your character, the caretaker in the film, this gal who comes into this situation, you know, to take care of this. The guy's kind of a jerk, I thought. The granny's son.
Yes.
He would never listen to her. But never listen to what she was saying.
No, I mean, totally, like, shoved her to the side.
Yeah, exactly. And it was interesting. But your character came in and was very pleasant, had all this crazy experience, and but she just charmed him. No worries. Here you go. Here's the keys. Work out.
Yeah. I think it was important that that was part of it. Totally was, right? I think that was like part of the significance is to like initially be pretty likable and charming. So then with the reveal that she's not so much that, it's more interesting that way. And there's a bit more, it adds more to from the character standpoint and for the audience as a viewer as well.
Right. Now I really, really liked it a lot. No, I'm over on your Internet Movie Database page right now. And for those listeners who don't know, who aren't in the quote-unquote, I'm doing air quotes here, biz, the IMDb is like the like resumes for people in entertainment. You know, it shows what they've done and all this and that. And you've made some films and stuff. Rachel, let me ask you, when you grew up in kind of the Ohio Valley, Cincinnati, greater Cincinnati, northern Kentucky area, were you always like a drama girl? Was there a point where you said, I got to be on that screen, man. This is what's got to happen.
Yes.
So you were.
Yeah, completely. I it started very young. The longer version is my dad is a criminal defense attorney, and he works a lot. But I saw that, like, some of the only times that he relaxed was in front of the TV. And so I noticed that first. And then I saw that, like, all of my friends, no matter where they were from, socioeconomic background, all of their parents, like, everybody did it. I just saw that television was such a prominent feature in our everyday life that I was like, whatever that is, I want to be a part of it because it's got everybody captivated.
Nice.
And yeah. So I just saw that it was something that everybody did, and very, you know, like highly educated people, people just from all, you know, all classes in general.
Absolutely.
You know, I think, and we still see that, of course. And I used to conduct plays as a very young girl. I would tell all my friends what they were going to say, and then I'd place myself in the middle of them, and I'm like, and then I'm going to say. So I was directing and starring in my own material.
Nice.
Yeah, and I...
Now, did you
just,
do all the
do
trappings of you know, like drama lessons and dance and all this kind of stuff? Were you that girl, that little girl?
I was absolutely that little girl. Ballet from the time of, like, I believe 4.
Gotcha.
Acting classes, asking my mom to take me to try to get an agent. I had an agent in Cincinnati. You know, I did, at that young of an age, you're not totally sure how to do it, but you can start to get at least a little bit of your bearings of, like, well, I think I can take classes, right? Okay, great. And it just evolved, and it wasn't always plausible because I was in Northern Kentucky, and it's not like there's a lot of work here, in Kentucky at least. So it was a matter of deciding when it was time to, like, take a leap of faith into the bigger market.
Right. I have a few friends that live in that neck of the woods, and I tell you, I'm always amazed at the creativity that comes out of that area. One girl we're sitting here talking in particular comes to mind, and she was kind of on a similar path. She wanted to do this and everything, you know, and she wound up, I think her first big film that she was an extra. So it wasn't like a big, you know, landing role or anything, but she was in was that Iron Man with Loki and I can't remember, one of the Avengers type movies.
Right.
You know, one of the superhero movies. And she, it's funny because, you know, when she was in that, in a scene where Loki shows up and, you know, all of us who know it, I know we all do this, you know, we have to pause the screen when we want, you know, if we're flipping through the channels and that film's on, well, we're going to watch it, you know, because we know somebody in it. But
yes,
you know, that gave her, that was her taste, I think. And then, you know, she was in LA months after that, you know, maybe a month.
Oh, I love it.
Maybe.
That's so great. I love those stories. I love them. And you know what's so funny? That, like, those pausing, I kid you not, like, I live in Los Angeles. I work in the business. Mm-hmm. Most of my friends, just because I moved to LA knowing no one, are in the business as well. And I am not even kidding you. If I see a friend on a commercial or a show, I still do that. I'm like, oh, my gosh, pause it. It's Sam. And I've done that many times where the enthusiasm is not lost. And I hope it never is because, you know, it's so exciting to know that, like, your peers and your colleagues and your friends are doing things and trying to make things happen. Yeah. So I'm still in that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was just telling the story on the show I did last night. This guy, his filmmaker and whatnot, and he had this, I think it was Wide Eye releasing with the distributor or something. And he's like, well, I hope they do a good job with this, you know? And I'm like, I said, let me tell you, buddy, the other day, we don't have cable in our house because, I don't know, my girlfriend Danny was, looking at the bills and our budget or whatever. And she goes, you know, we could save $100 if we got rid of the cable. And I'm like, well, we're keeping the Amazon and Hulu and all that, right? And she's like, yeah, of course, Netflix, of course. So that's what we've been doing for about the past year and a half. And I was flipping through Hulu the other day. It's probably a week ago. And I'm just looking through the movies. I'm not even really looking for some. I was just messing around. And I'm like, whoa, what is Hulu? My thought was, what kind of bad movies does Hulu have on? Let me scroll through here. And all of a sudden, was all these Wild Eye releasing films. All these people I had on the show that were, you know, talking about the film they were in and whatnot. It was like movie after movie. I'm like, hey, this is so neat. I know these movies. I've seen these movies. And I've seen people. I know people in these movies. How cool is that?
Yeah.
And I totally kind of fanned out there.
The streaming platforms have really allowed unknown actors, but actors in general and filmmakers in general, just a huge opportunity to be working. There's so much work available.
Right.
That, you know, where before you had NBC, ABC, CBS. Now you've got those plus how many other channels, and then you, like you said, you've got there's so many streaming platforms that there is
absolutely
a lot of opportunity for people to be working, and that's, you know, that's all we can really ask for.
And it's absolutely true. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Advancements in technology, shifting markets, and the gig economy are changing the nature of work. With this in mind, Harvard Business School Executive Education is launching a new program on managing the future of work. Based on the latest research into the forces reshaping workforce demographics, this program is designed to help employers remain competitive by thinking strategically about today's evolving business landscape. Learn more by clicking the banner or visiting hbs.me/future. That's hbs.me/future.
Elbae Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books, like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com, MichelleAlbion.com, MichelleAlbion.com. Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
And folks, just a side note, if you are planning on, you know, you think you have this brilliant insight of saving money by cutting your cable, let me just explain, once you subscribe to all the really good streaming platforms and whatnot, you're paying
exactly
the same amount. You're not saving any money.
Oh, right.
But you kind of feel good for a little bit, but it's an illusion.
Right, because you cut off the cable, but then you subscribe to every other streaming platform. But I guess at least you're not doing cable and those, you know?
Right. So it's not as bad, It's still entertaining. I'll tell you what, there's never been a day when we're like, well, we've just seen everything on the to see. We have nothing to watch.
There's so much. Yeah, there's so much. And it's interesting, though, because of that, is like a lot of junk. There's also, because, you know, like there's not
you do have
a
to
lot,
weed.
There's a lot of
yes.
stuff. But when you do, when material does stand out, it really stands out. Because
absolutely.
In order to be an exceptional show or movie, you have to stand out from all of that stuff. So when you do, it's really noticeable the quality of the material, the story, and whatnot.
Completely. I'll tell you, I sold my girlfriend Danny on At Granny's House. This is I watched it first. I get up wicked early in the morning. I'm an old man, and I get up super early in the morning. Well, you know, for me, it's the house is quiet. The phone isn't ringing.
Mm-hmm.
I can get things done uninterrupted, you know, at 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. That just doesn't happen at 9 a.m. But so I'd watched it first, and she's a big fan of what I call murder shows. She loves these, you know, where Snapped and all that kind of stuff, where some gal just loses it and, you know, kills her neighbors
or
whatever.
Oh, like Forensic Files, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, oh, yeah. She loves that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, she just loves it. And, you know, it keeps me in check because I know not to make her mad. No, I'm kidding. Kind of. But anyway.
Right, kind
of. Yeah, exactly. But I said, since you like all these murder shows where these gals just go a little nutsy, you're going to like this At Granny's House. I just watched it. She's like, well, hey, man. She goes, I don't have to be to work for a couple hours. Let's fire it up. You know what I mean? And I'm like, okay. So I watched it twice, and once with her and once on my own. And she just loved it. She thought it was fantastic.
That's
and, you know,
so
and
rad.
It,
I love hearing that.
Yeah, you know, and but there are some – you know, and it, I tell you, one of the things I really liked is, like I said, when I had Bill on, we were talking about – and I told him this story. I said, you know, when you're – because I kind of – because he is one of those actors who plays kind of just really off kind of zany, crazy, you know, crazy characters. Some, you know,
completely. Yeah,
lot,
he's got a very,
times.
Very distinct. Yeah, he's got a very distinct look for that.
Right, exactly. And so he played the detective in this on the other
yeah.
side of it, which I wasn't expecting. Which, you know, they flipped it, and I thought that was cool. And then, you know, he's checking out the house. I don't want to give too much away, but I'd already
right,
said
right.
this in his thing, so I feel safe saying it again. You know, he's like checking out the house, and he's like gonna go down in the. I'm like, don't go down in the base. Are you crazy? You know, I mean, I was talking to the television. That's not good at all. Nothing good.
No,
will
you never
come
go
from
in
that.
The basement. You never go upstairs. That's like a. We know this.
Exactly. You know, reminds me of the movie Scream when Drew Barrymore on the phone.
Everybody knows that scene.
Yeah, don't go.
No,
are you
don't
crazy?
Go up the stairs. You're so weird. Yeah, Bill
right.
was Bill was an absolute delight to work with. He was utter professional.
He said the same thing about you.
Oh, that's so lovely. Yeah, you know, he's really, really, really he's on point. Knew all of his lines, but beyond that, like that's acting 101. He was just totally
right.
present. And I remember being in the scene with him and being like, whoa, where are we going? Because he's taking us somewhere. He just,
right.
he has this impact where he can shift a room with his energy, if you will. I sound totally
mm-hmm.
LA right now, but.
No, but I
you know,
totally get
he's
it.
Powerful. Yeah, he's
mm-hmm.
very powerful. And it was a total joy to be across in a scene with him.
That's fantastic. No, and you're not sounding California at all there. I mean, a little bit, but I'll tell you,
so
the reason I get it so much is we just bought a new, or we didn't buy her, we did it, well, I guess we kind of did. We got a rescue puppy, and this is a new experience.
Oh, that's awesome.
And, well, yeah, so of course, you know, I went on some of the streaming platforms and watched every Caesar the Dog Whisperer thing they had on there. You know, I'm trying to understand this new creature, and
right.
he's one. He's like, your energy travels through that leash. You won't believe me until it happens. It absolutely does.
Dude,
I think
there's something that we all carry that. Like, I think whether or not you you use the word energy to describe it. You know, if you're a colleague, you say, oh, they're always just in a bad mood. Like, that's that to me, I can feel that, whatever that is, I can feel that as, like, an energy to me. Like, I'm sensitive to that, you know?
Oh, well, that's
so
fantastic.
Maybe I'm a dog whisperer. I don't know.
Maybe. Or you dated people. That's always too. I can tell when Danny's in a, you know, I'm like, I've done something. I don't know what it is. Let me run through the list in my head here. Because I'm supposed to know what I've done, you know. But yeah, I can pick up
you
on.
You should know.
Yeah, I should know. But there's so many things to choose from. I'm not sure sometimes. I'm kidding. So, like I said, I'm on your IMDb page here, Rachel, and it says actress. And it also, I see here, it says stunts. I didn't know you were a stunt woman, a stunt person. That's dangerous.
I'm really honest. I'm going to be really honest. That's a bit of a stretch because I've done my own stunts in multiple projects, and that is with the help of, like, a stunt coordinator or a stunt choreographer. So I've done them, and but am I the person, like, going out and people are not calling me because they need me to step in place for an actress to be a stunt woman? Totally different.
I got you. I got you.
I mean?
I thought you were going to say, I own 5-inch platform high heel. No, I'm kidding. I'm
yeah, I don't want to take, like, credit where it's not due, because the stunt community in within the LA world that I know, they are exceptional, and they, like, it takes a lot to become, like, a really reputable working stunt person so that they can credit me because I've done my stunts, but I'm definitely not like the person you're calling to do the stunts.
I hear you. You don't have one of those big giant air mattress things, like, in the guest room or anything that you can jump off and build.
No.
Gotcha. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime. And treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool, and if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. Thecring.com.
Well, let me ask you, when did you move to L.A.? You moved out there a few years ago, or what's the how did that all come about?
So I've been there, which I still can't even, like, believe. I've been there seven and a half years now.
Wow. Living in California does that. When I got out of college, I went to school in Boston, and then
Where'd you go to school?
I moved to New Orleans. UMass and Boston, the museum school there.
Cool.
Yeah, and then I wanted to change, and I moved to New Orleans, stayed with a family friend for about 6 months. But then I wound up in San Diego, which means I was in L.A. every other weekend for work, and because that's just where everything's happening, you know? And time goes by. You know, 10 years went by, and I'm like, hey, wait, how did that – I just got out of here a couple years ago.
Oh, my
gosh. It's weird. California has its own temporal zone or something. You know, it's weird.
Completely. I think part of it is the fact that there's no big weather change. So, you know,
that's
you don't have a concept of like – it totally
right.
is. Like, this is my – and a lot of people will agree that because it's all – it's pretty – I mean, like, I say always. There's, like, 2 months of the year that we get, like – it's called, like, June gloom, but that's, like...
Right, the gloom.
But for the most part,
right.
yeah, for the most part, it is sunny and beautiful every single day, so you don't have a concept of, like, seasons coming. So, like, you know, when fall comes, it's like, oh, we're towards the end of the year now. There isn't that, so it's just looping. It's, like, this loop, and you completely agree. It's, like, the quickest time of my life, completely.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm telling you, until you've seen people in flip-flops hanging Christmas lights, it's hard to describe until you see it, you know? It happens, man. It happens.
It totally
and,
does.
Now, I moved from Southern California. I'm in South Florida. I'm up from Miami, Fort Lauderdale a little bit. And, you know, not far, 45 minutes, something like that. And even here, there is definite seasonal change. In the fact that we have a lot of snowbirds that come, you know, we basically
live in
New York South. And but that there's marked seasonal change. And that there isn't. You're right, in California. There absolutely is not.
So that I think that plays into the whole, like, time issue out there. The only time that it kind of slows down and you can feel it, again, back to that feeling thing, but, like, the pace of and the traffic is in late December. It's pretty much
around
Christmas and the New Year. That's the only time that I've been there where it's like, whoa, what? It's quiet here. What is happening? Because most of the people living in L.A. are transplants.
Going,
and that's the
right,
only
going
time here.
Home.
Totally. They're all going home to visit family. It's really wild.
Absolutely. Which I never understood because I was always logically. Now, see, this is your family's still out in northern Kentucky there?
Yes, yes.
Now, see, it makes sense to me. And you probably go to holidays there, right?
I think
they would enjoy it so much more if they went to California. You know, there's a beach, there's things to do, there's, you know, you can do all kinds of things. You know what I mean? But nobody does that. Everybody goes home.
To be honest, we actually have a couple times. We've made the effort. Like, it's like, well, why don't you guys come out here and it's going to be warm and awesome and we won't have to be inside all night. How about that? Does that work? Yeah.
And they're like, I don't know about those weirdos in California. They hang Christmas lights while wearing flip-flops. What's up with that?
Yeah. It's like something new to see.
That's right. Exactly. Now, what did they think? They knew you said you'd been, you know, you were going for this this career in film and television and all of this and that since you were quite young. So it wasn't a surprise. Nobody was, you know, crying in their sleep that little Rachel's not going to be an architect or something, right?
No, I was a performer from I was on stage all the time in some capacity. The only thing, I have a degree as well in journalism. So I was a news anchor immediately out of college.
Wow.
And, yeah. And I was very young. And honestly, I have, like, there's pros and cons. Creatively, I felt very stifled. Just, you know, I wanted to be up there goofing around and making jokes about the news versus actually delivering it and putting on the same character every night. I was a character.
Right.
My voice register dropped. I had hair a specific way. You know, it was a character. But with that being said, I was also in front of a camera for a solid year I really learned about people and human nature. So I think all of it was absolutely beneficial. I would have liked to have that year in LA, but again, I don't know if I would have had that training to be to where a camera is no longer an issue as an actor, because that's a big thing for a lot of new actors. It's like, oh God, I shut down though when the camera turns on, and that's the last thing of my concern.
Right, because you're over it. You know, it's just another piece of furniture in the room, right? It's
completely. It's not even a conscious thought.
Right. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Hey, folks. Located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all-natural, organic, gluten-free skincare, hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more. Including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out LapothecaryUnique.com, spelled LapothecaryUnique.com. LapothecaryUnique.com.
Ruxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierux.us.
Progressive presents Get Pumped, inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're gonna let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dum, 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 dang, dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them! Da-dum, da-dum,
Progressive da-dum. Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So when I said I was not going to do that anymore, my mom was really, really supportive, and my dad definitely had a moment where he said, well, you know, Rach, it looks like you have a promising career in the world of news, mm-hmm. which, you know, I was 22 years old and already a news anchor. It probably would have been, but I just could not see myself doing that the rest of my life and feeling fulfilled.
You know, I mean, and when you're 22, when you're that age, I mean, I wasn't doing anything like being a news anchor at 22. I was, you know, think first runner-up in Knucklehead of the Year or something. But, you know, when you're at that age, though, the world is so different, you know, and your hopes and dreams are so different. You know, when you're 32 and look back at 22, you're like, oh, my God, what the hell was I thinking? You know, and when you're 42, you just kind of cover your eyes and shake your head, you know, because
I know,
so
I think about it.
Like,
I was a baby. I didn't know a soul in Los Angeles. And I went, no, mm-hmm. but that's what I think I have to do it. I think I have to try. Because if I didn't,
Did you have like a little, I don't know, Toyota Corolla you packed up and came across the country?
Oh my God,
or
it's so cliche.
Did you take the Greyhound or?
No, a Ford Fusion.
What was the trip like?
Packed up.
A Ford Fusion.
Packed all of my belongings. Oh my gosh. And I moved out there and my first roommate was he was a native. He was actually a Los Angeles native.
Okay.
So it was really amazing because he was so helpful and such a kind soul. And you know, it's always like I had the first few months though were not easy at all.
Had
my like I set up a new bank account, and right as I moved to LA, I feel like my checkbook, my debit card, all my money was taken. Thankfully, I filed a police report, and I got it all back very quickly, and that's, I feel very fortunate.
Very good.
But I do feel like big cities, like, throw things at newbies, and they're like, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to handle this? It was because I feel you hear these stories a lot that like within the first like 6 months, like weird stuff happens to people that it doesn't happen anywhere else. Yes, I feel like it was definitely a little challenge. But I loved it immediately. Yeah.
Well, fantastic. I like, you know, I tell everybody, if you're, it doesn't matter what kind of creative field you're in, you have to at least spend a few years out on out in the West there. You just do. It's a different way of thinking, and it's beautiful. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. I'm telling you, I lived in San Diego so long, and so many people came to visit me. The animals at the zoo, like, recognized me when I would show up. You know, they're like, oh, here he is again. It's terrible. Hey, but the movie, and I want to, we're getting a little far afield, but I want to round us back, because I know you're a busy lady. And have lots of going on, you know. She's got to go to Starbucks yet today, take a lunch, you know, maybe get in some surfing. No, I'm teasing you. Pick up a new pair of big giant sunglasses and a new purse for her purse dog.
A purse for my little tiny dog and the Starbucks in one hand and a brim hat, you know. And carrying my yoga mat because I'm going to go to yoga and sweat a lot and talk about it when people don't really care. It's crazy.
Maybe you should go to the club later and meet a mortgage broker.
Oh, my God, completely. I was in a yoga class the other day, and a lot of them are very spiritual, and at the end, like, we're doing our namaste and thank you. And as it's happening, I was like, oh my gosh, I am one of them. I am the stereotype.
You've been converted.
So true. I'm okay with it. I live a healthy lifestyle.
Nothing wrong with that. Well, you have to, because that's your tool. That's your machinery.
Totally.
You know, I mean, that's
yep.
This is what you're doing for a living. So, you know, if you were a painter like me, yeah, you could lay around, eat a whole tube of saltines. Nobody's going to care as long as you get the canvas.
Amazing.
But if I was in front of a camera, different story, or on a stage.
Yeah.
So I wanted to let people know, At Granny's House is the name of the film. It's on video on demand, so that means it's everywhere. You can watch this. It's all over the place. Great movie. Great movie. What do you got coming up, Rachel? I know you got a couple things I'm seeing here.
Yeah. Well, as far as projects that are I worked extensively on for the past 3 years and I'm very proud of, I did an experimental film with a artist named Paul McCarthy, and that lasted for about 3 years, and that is screening in Vienna in June, and I'm actually going with my mom. So
cool.
Really excited. Yeah, it's called Coach Stage. Yeah, so it gets to premiere in one of the greatest cities in the world. And then a film I did last year called The Cleaning Lady, it actually screened at Cannes. On May 10th,
nice.
So it's like last week.
Wow.
Yeah, so things that I've done are definitely coming out, which is really lovely. And
fantastic.
I've been doing sketch comedy with a streaming platform called VetTV, Vet as in V-E-T,
nice.
Veterans of War.
Mm-hmm.
They're called VetTV for Vets by Vets. So a lot of the founders have all served in some capacity. Or are serving, and they say basically they're the SNL of the military. So they really take serious issues that these people, it's really beautiful actually. And they take serious issues and make comedy out of it for the men and women that have been serving or have served or will serve maybe, Say it again.
Nice. I said they can kind of take the edge off it a little bit, add some humor.
Yeah, oh my gosh,
it's dark humor.
It's dark humor, but it allows them to laugh at, like, some difficult situations, which is actually kind of, it's therapeutic for a lot of them, and I really value being a part of it. Yeah. So I started working with them last year and did quite a few sketches already this year with them, and we're actually developing their first serialized show, which I will be the only female lead in. So I'm, like, really excited. They're, like, and it's really, like, I think they've barely been live for over, like, not even a year, and they've already got over like 20,000 subscribers.
Wow.
But yeah, it's a really great place for comedians, and I love them. I love the people there.
What? Fantastic. And see,
yeah.
There you go. Any of the young listeners, listening and you want to make your mark, well, you know, just pack up your Fusion and, head out west there, baby. You can definitely sleep on Rachel's couch till you get your, I'm kidding. I'm joking, of course. You'll sleep in your car down at Venice Beach like everybody else.
Yes.
Again, kidding. Just don't wind up. Don't pitch your tent down by the Greyhound station by the American Apparel building, because that's not good.
No, that's not
what you want to avoid. crazy. Rachel, I know you're a super busy lady and have so much going on, but I want to thank you so much for taking time out to be on the show. You're awesome. So funny.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. I appreciate being on the show. Yeah. Thank you.
Absolutely. And everybody, I want you to get out there and watch at Granny's House. It's cool. It's a good, if you like Hitchcock, you will like this film. Very, very cool. I liked it a lot. Thank you so much, Rachel. You're just phenomenal. Break a leg.
Aww,
and,
thank
you. Have a great time in Vienna. I imagine it's hard not to. I would stay away from the sausages when I was there, but no, I'm messing with you. I don't think they actually have Vienna sausages in Vienna.
Probably.
Maybe they do. I could be wrong on that, but I don't think.
I'll let you know. How about I report back in and I'll tell you.
I will say this: I've been to a lot of countries. I've never seen an International House of Pancakes anywhere. But the United States, not very.
Yeah,
international.
It's a little contradictory.
Exactly. Cool. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us today, folks. What is today? Today's Thursday. So I will be back Monday. I've got the weekend off. And I've got a couple big commissions I got to work on all weekend. So that's what I'm going to be doing. You going out this weekend, Rachel?
You know what? I'm actually going to Kentucky for my wedding shower. I'm getting married in October, so I'm having a shower with my friends and family in Kentucky.
I had no idea. Well, yeah, that's going to be a blast. Awesome. How cool is that? No, is it going to be a big wedding? You're going to do hundreds of people, a big Hollywood-type wedding?
It's let's just say it's bigger than I had initially intended to be.
Well, of course.
It's one of those things where you go, we have to invite them. And it just keeps adding up. We're going to throw a really kick-ass party, and it's going to be fun.
Nice.
That's what we really want. We just want to throw a really good party. So it's an open bar. It's
absolutely.
Really awesome food, and that's it.
Fantastic. Well, I wish you the best of luck, and I know that'll just be amazing. Amazing. And I feel bad for whoever you hired to video it, because, they got their work cut out for them. You're going to be probably pretty tough on them. Hey, what happened to the lighting in this particular scene? It's not a scene, Rachel. It's your wedding. Calm down.
This is real life.
That's right. Very cool. Well, hey, safe travels, and have a lot of fun with that and everything. Folks, this show, of course, will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the various streaming platforms, including up for free on iTunes. So if you're listening to the show in the future on iTunes, do me a quick favor, hit that ratings and review. It keeps us up at the top of the page and just really makes our advertisers just very, very pleased. And, that makes my life a lot easier. Awesome. We will see you Monday. Safe travels, Rachel. And thanks again for being on the show. You're awesome.
Thank you. Have a good one.
See you later, everybody. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.